under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on in to Tuesday, March 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Izzy Lyman subbing in for me yesterday. She'll be subbing in tomorrow, Wednesday, and on Friday as well. Greatly appreciate her doing that. Vicky and I are taking a little bit of time off. Came down to visit some friends wintering down here in Florida. We're near Fort Myers, where Brian Pannenbaker, his wife Noreen, have a condo, as well as our Antrim County Patriot friends, Gary and Carla Bart, are vacationing, wintering down here as well. And looking forward to some sightseeing and some things that we've never done before. We are in the Fort Myers area. Unbelievable traffic down here. Man, is it unbelievable. But we're having a good time. Vicky laid out by the pool yesterday, started working on her tan, and been brainstorming a little bit about county politics, talking about Gary Bart might be considering. I'm trying to convince him to run for county commissioner there in Antrim County in the Bel Air area. Can't talk. I've been off the radio one day and I've lost it already. But a lot of news going on. A lot of you may have heard by now that Donald Trump has, in fact, based on money, pure and simple, has come out and endorsed Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate. And I've been debating back and forth with another individual this morning and flat out told him, I agree with Senator Rand Paul. Absolutely will not support Rogers in any way, shape, or form. If he is the nominee, able to win the August 6th primary, which I don't believe he's going to, but if he's able to do it, I'm going to leave the oval blank. It's that simple. I'll color in Donald Trump, and I will color in every other person that I support on the ticket. I'll be voting for Josh Saul for U.S. Congress, and I will be voting for my state rep, who's unopposed, John Roth, and I'm going to vote for good conservatives, and I will leave Mike Rogers' oval blank. And this person arguing with me this morning says, well, then you're voting for Slotkin. No, I'm not, but I am not going to vote for somebody who's a deep state swamp creature. And Senator Rand Paul stated it very clearly. If he's going to, Donald Trump's going to support Mike Rogers, deep state Rogers, for U.S. Senate, then why doesn't he pick Liz Cheney to be his vice president? It's that simple. Pick Liz Cheney to be your VP. If that's the crowd you want to cater to, Mr. President, sorry, you don't have my support. And bottom line, I agree with Rand Paul. Who in the heck is advising Trump on these endorsements? He doesn't know these people. He doesn't know 50 states, every candidate in every state. Nope, it's all about the money. Well, guess what? I can't be bought. I know you can't be bought. And if other people want to be bought, that's fine. But I'm not going to play. It's that simple. I'm done. But honestly, I don't think Rogers is going to win. And I have it all laid out, and I'm going to explain it to you in the next segment why. County parties are going to play a major role in getting out the vote this year, and I'm going to explain to you exactly how it's going to work. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petah.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. Yes, He is a working man, and he's out there doing it. Greatly appreciate him. Absolutely taking care of the kids at the school. Here's the point that they don't get. And I've tried to explain this to another radio personality this morning, him and I debating from last night, actually. Because this is what Senator Rand Paul wrote. And I absolutely agree with him 100%. Donald Trump, this is Senator Rand Paul's tweet on X. Donald Trump just endorsed the worst deep state candidate this cycle. At Mike Rogers for MI. He tagged him. He tagged Rogers right in his tweet. Mike Rogers is a never-Trumper, a card-carrying member of the spy state that seeks to destroy Donald Trump. You have to ask yourself, who gives Trump this awful advice? Who's next? John Bolton? And here's the thing. This is Mike Rogers on CNN, who, by the way, Mike Rogers is still a paid political consultant for CNN, the Communist News Network. This is what he had to say about Donald Trump numerous times. And if I can get this to play loud enough, let's do this. Nope. Okay, let me turn this one off. Yes, I'm sorry. I have my Bluetooth connected to it. So I'm going to kill the Bluetooth and get rid of that one. Turn that off, and let's do it this way.
Sitting here that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee in 2024. Don't believe it.
I don't think it's helpful for the President of the United States to attack the media. It's petty, and it's certainly below the stature of the office of the President of the United States. It's beneath the office in and of itself. Actions and activities unbecoming of the office of the President of the United States.
I don't believe today as I'm sitting here that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee in 2024.
Yeah, well, guess what, Mike? You're wrong. You're wrong, because Donald Trump is going to be the candidate. And for you to have bought this endorsement, I don't know exactly who you paid to get that money to Donald Trump to get this endorsement, but that's what this is. This is totally a bought and paid for quid pro quo. Bottom line. But here's what's happening. I've been told that two counties, many of our county parties, are getting ready to do their Reagan Day dinners, their Lincoln Day dinners, their biggest spring before summer fundraising events. For example, Presque Isle County is getting ready to do theirs on May 11th at the Posen Center. Tickets are getting ready to go online. If you'd like the flyer, text me, PI, for Presque Isle. And I'll send you the flyer. Mark Farner, formerly the original singer, songwriter, lead guitar for Grand Funk Railroad, is going to be the keynote speaker. I'm going to be interacting with him on stage, kind of like doing a radio interview, live in front of the people, taking questions from the audience. Potential seating there, I believe, is 600 people, $50 a ticket. The gross net is going to be in the range of probably $30,000 gross after the food, after the venue, after all the expenses, probably $5,000-$6,000. But then they're going to have silent auction. They're going to raise and probably keep net over $30,000 in one small county. Now, I've been told two other counties have confirmed that Mike Rogers is going to come and be their speaker at their event. And these are big counties. Population-wise, they're downstate, folks. You know what I've been told? 19 people have bought tickets. 19 people will be in the room listening to Mike Rogers. You see, here's what the problem is that these establishment people don't understand. Here is the problem. Okay? And I got text messages coming in all over the place. I'll get to those shortly. But this is a fact. You know how I ran for state senate in 2022 as a Democrat? I primary challenged Barbara Conley, the Democrat, the real Democrat, who Governor Whitmer endorsed. The only race in the state of Michigan that Governor Whitmer endorsed for state senate or state house was my race, and she endorsed my opponent. Why? Because they did not want me to get the nomination. The Republicans had an opportunity to have a true Republican primary. The problem is four people ran. DeMoose, Cole, Hindle, and Ranville, and they split the vote. And the guy with the most money, who bought the TV commercials, who got the sheeple people to vote. Oh, I saw this guy on TV. He looked good. I know his name. I'll vote for him. But there's a problem on the Democrat side this year. And here is exactly what it is. The fact, and this was my reply back to this other radio person this morning, Hill Harper, the black Hollywood actor, he's already filed his signatures to be on the ballot. Elisa Slotkin hasn't even filed her signatures yet. The fact that Hill Harper is primary challenging Elisa Slotkin will keep the Dems on their side of our August 6th primary ballot. We will have a true, in caps, true Republican primary election this year. You see, the Democrats won't be able to cross over and vote for Mike Rogers. They don't have an anointment going on with Elisa Slotkin, even though she's leading in the polls. She's outraised Hill Harper. He's got a ton of his own money to throw at his race. They're going to have to stay home and vote for Elisa Slotkin. You understand? They won't cross over and vote for Rogers. We will have an opportunity for a true Republican primary election this year when it comes to the U.S. Senate. Only, in caps, Republicans, conservatives, liberty, freedom-loving people have an opportunity to elect the best candidate that has our values, that shares our values. Two of them are sponsors of this radio program and other shows on other stations. Tim Roberts of Patriots Relief and Missy McCullough from My Pure Health Solutions. They're both supporting and voting for Sherry O'Donnell. Greg O'Neill, hashtag Never Rogers. Sorry, not going to do it. Not going to do it in any way, shape, or form. Now, this is interesting. Mike Rogers, then congressman at the time, when Dave Ajima reposted Lieutenant Colonel West's article on Facebook, Dave wasn't the author. Lieutenant Colonel West, the Florida congressman, put a post on Facebook, and Dave shared it. Rogers actually confronted Dave Ajima and asked him to resign from the RNC. Mike Rogers, folks, is the main author and architect of the Patriot Act. After 9/11, 2001, the attacks on our country, New York City, the Pentagon. We all remember that day. Mike Rogers and Pete Hoekstra on the House Intelligence Committee both authored the Patriot Act, which allows spying on us American citizens. Kind of interesting, ironic, that Donald Trump has endorsed both of them. Hoekstra for taking over the Michigan Republican Party via a coup d'etat, removing Christina Caramo, and now Mike Rogers? I agree with Senator Rand Paul, Senator from Kentucky. who in the heck is giving Donald Trump advice on who to endorse? But here's the problem, folks. The real Republicans, the people that belong to county parties, the people that knock on doors, put up signs, make phone calls, not going to support Rogers. Don't give two craps about Donald Trump's endorsement. Sorry, not going to do it. It's time that we do this at the county level, and this is how it works. We support each county party where you live. You belong to your county party. I belong to mine. I'm going out and above that responsibility, and I'm going to every single county that has asked me to come. I will travel and be there to speak and to moderate and to be a keynote speaker, whatever they want me to do in whatever capacity, I will do it. I will absolutely do it. Dear Rendon and her husband Bruce, former state rep, have asked me to come somewhat moderate, but be their keynote speaker for Maswaukee County. I have people from Iron County up in the UP. They want me to come on June 22nd to their event. Presque Isle County, we're going to be there. I've got another one lined up that they're trying to put together for May the 14th. My calendar is filling up everywhere for me to go and be part of these county parties to help them raise money. If I got to help them, I've learned from Dave Ajima how to be a somewhat pretty good auctioneer. I'm not as good as Dave, but pretty good at it now. I'm going to help them raise money. We're going to do this at the county level. And when we get out there and start knocking on doors and putting up signs and talking to people face to face, we are going to tell them who we're supporting. And with all due respect, Mr. President, you can take your endorsement and shove it. Yep, shove it. We're not going to support Rogers ever. And again, I agree with Senator Rand Paul. Who in the heck is advising him on these endorsements? Absolutely amazing. Mike Rogers does not support Donald Trump. You just heard the clip I played for CNN. Does not support him. That little clip I played from CNN, Senator Rand Paul posted it on his Twitter account. Got it right from Senator Rand Paul. So yeah, Dave, I absolutely agree with you. Officer Rick, Mike Rogers is another reason why I'm going to move to Florida. Mike was my congressman. I am not excited that he's running for the U.S. Senate and will never support him. So, Mike sending a text in. I'm glad you're able to enjoy a little getaway with your wife, Vicky. Enjoy. We are. When I get off the microphone today, 84 sunny here in Fort Myers, I'm going to go out and start working on my summer tan. These legs are white as paper. Skinny, but white. Bobby Hour News Break. We'll be right back.